you want pop music, you're in the wrong place. If you want urban, techno, funk, disco, you're in the wrong place. If you want bagpipe, circus,
mariachi,
polka,
punk,
heavy metal, rhythm and blues, opera, country, world, house, gospel, bluegrass, blues, breakbeat, dub, hardcore, punk, Dixieland, thrash metal, art music, drums and bass, dubstep, ambient, soul, house, gospel, bluegrass, trance, ballad,
or funky porn groove, you're in the wrong place. This is Prog Watch. Music that tells a story.
Well, hello, guten tag, hi, buenos dias, konnichiwa, bonjour, however you like to say it. Welcome back to Prog Watch, my friends. If you didn't already know, I'm Big Tony the Prog Squatch, your friend and humble host. This week, I'm going to be completing my coverage of Prog icon Arjen Lucassen. I did part one of my coverage back in episode 423, and I got on a roll with other stuff and just realized that I hadn't finished up with Arjen. And he was such a nice and gracious guy, and I was so honored to have him on the program, I had to get around to this sooner or later. So we will be hearing more of my conversation with Arjen a little later, and we'll be hearing lots of great music from his many, many musical projects as well. Before I begin, though, I just wanted to take a minute and mention that my show is now part of a larger podcast network called The Gaslight Collective. That group was started by a couple of my friends, one of whom actually got me started in this business, and the other who has helped me immensely with progwatch.com and other stuff along the way. Those friends are Nelson W. Piles, author and originator of the wildly successful Wicked Library podcast, and Dan Foytick, Mr. Podcast himself, who has since taken over the librarian role on the Wicked Library, and he also has a hand in a number of great shows, including Listen, The Lift, and The Ninth Story. So if you'd like thrills, chills, suspense, horror, old-time radio play-style stuff, and above all, good stories, check out some of those shows. The Wicked Library even sports a theme that was written and performed by me, and I am very proud to have it associated with such a quality show. I think it is truly one of those times when I really hit the mark with a piece of music, like catching lightning in a bottle or the blind squirrel finding the nut even every once in a while. Anyway, on to the subject at hand, Mr. Arjen Anthony Lucassen. Let's start things off with some music from the new Arion album, The Source. This is Sea of Machines.
Thank you.
Sea of Machines by Arion from the 2017 album The Source. Let's dip back now more than a dozen years to another Arion project called The Human Equation from 2004. This is Day 12, Trauma.
Think hard, you're lying here in a hospital bed. Disregard the emotions inside your head. Concentrate on the real world beyond your mind. It's not too late to leave your burdens behind. We won't let you go. Take you down below. Dark crypts of your soul, locked inside your head. The banner of
yeah. Yeah.
Again, that was Day 12, Trauma, from the 2004 Arion album, The Human Equation. Now let's back up a few more years and hear one more tune from that project called Ambion. This is High, as in the opposite of low, from the 2001 album Fate of a Dreamer. From Fate of a Dreamer, the first and only album by the Arjen Lucassen Project called Ambion, sort of an ambient Arion, if you will. Now let's listen to a little more of my chat with Arjen himself.
Back to singers. You seem to have a lot of repeat singers on this project, which was a bit unusual. It seemed that in, you know, a lot of your other projects, you were constantly drawing on new people. Now it seemed like you had a few repeat people. Is this because the album is sort of a prequel to some of the others in your story arc? Or was there some other reason?
Well, the rule of only new singers basically only applied to The Human Equation and The Theory of Everything. Those were the only two albums where I had that rule.
It just seemed like in the story arc thing, you know, where, as your albums went, it just seemed like, well, I guess maybe, you know, it was only maybe three albums, but it was several years. It seemed like you were constantly exploring new singers.
Yeah, well, it was basically really just those two albums. And this time, I think I heard some parts. I just heard James LeBrie, you know. It was like this intro of a song, and I just heard his voice. And I remember one chorus. It's, I think, in Planet Y Is Alive. I just heard Hansi. Planet Y Is Alive. It had to be Hansi.
Okay.
So at that point, I was thinking to myself, well, let's, you know, I want the best singers in the world this time. Let's not have any rules. Let's just ask all those singers that I think will fit this project, I mean the music and the concept, the best. And I just wrote the names down, and I think it's about 50-50 on this album. It's 50% singers that I've or musicians that I've worked with, 50% musicians that I haven't worked with yet.
Mm-hmm. So how many total were there? I didn't count. It had to be quite a few there.
I think there's about 11 singers on the album and about, I don't know, 10 instrumentalists or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, you know, what do you see for the future? Any more General Storm or Star One albums or any live dates coming up? You going to take this on the road at all?
Well, for the first time in 20 years, actually, there will be some Aerion shows.
All right.
I never did it before. Aerion was really not a live project because it's so hard to put this on the road, you know. But a couple of years ago, we did a theater production of my album, The Human Equation. And it was a big success. It was 4 sold-out shows. And seeing the audience there being so emotional, crying and laughing, you know, was really the catalyst to do a real Aerion best of live thing. So we set up I contacted the O13 here in Tilburg, which is a venue of 3,000 people, and I said, would you be interested? And I said, of course, first time Aerion, you know, let's do it twice. And I was like, twice, you know, that's 6,000 people, are you sure? And they said, yeah, let's do it twice and let's take an option on the third. And I was like laughing, yeah, sure, man.
Uh-huh.
So we put it on Facebook, and within an hour, the first show was sold out, and within 2 hours, the second show was sold out. So we added the third show, which was gone later that day. So we had like 9,000 tickets in one day.
Fantastic.
Sold. So yeah, September, there's going to be the first ever Aerion show, which will be a best of, which means we will play at least 2 tracks of each album, and there will be no less than 16 singers there.
Wow.
So, so it's going to be a big party there, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, quite a production, huh?
That's a big production, and it takes 2 years to set that up. So we started 1.5 years ago already setting this up, and now we started rehearsing and going through the whole set, you know, and then all the effects and a big screen behind the stage and special stuff. So wow. Yeah, a lot of work, but fun to do.
How about a DVD? You have any plans for something like that?
Absolutely. Yeah. No. Because, you know, so many people were sad that they couldn't come. That
right.
Sold out within a day.
Me over here in the United States being one of them, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I couldn't fly over. Sorry.
No. I understand.
Maybe I'd get the DVD though, you know.
Having said that, you know, a lot of people from the US and Australia, and it's amazing that the venue sent me like a little map of where people bought tickets, and it's from all over the world they're coming. It's wow. truly amazing.
Well, it must be great to think that, you know, you've touched that many people where they would go to those lengths, you know?
Fantastic, man. It's very inspirational.
Yeah, I bet it would be.
Yes.
I'm happy that maybe 1,000 people listen to this show around the world, but I get excited. Man. You know, I look and see, hey, I had like 20-some people in Australia were listening. How many people in Japan? You know, it's in a way, it's humbling. I'm just some guy in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, you know, decided to start a prog rock show a while back, and it's like, wow, you know, look at this. It is a niche thing, you know, obviously, talking about and playing prog rock on a internet radio program, but you know, sometimes it's kind of cool. You think of, you know, what a wonder it is in the internet age here, just the fact that I'm talking to you half a world away, you know.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, all my concepts are against technology, but I gladly embrace it, you know.
Yeah. So how much of your stuff do you actually have all the performers show up for their roles in an album, or is some of it done like long distance with file sharing?
Usually, yes. Usually I fly them all over. Like 01, you know, all the singers came to my studio.
Okay.
This time, as I said, you know, I have the best singers in the world, which means that they're extremely busy. You know, a guy like James LeBrie is touring with Dream Theater, and Russell is touring with Trans-Siberian, and Tommy is touring with Camelot. You know, they're so busy. So they said, we love to be there, but sorry, we can't come. So we will record it either in our own studio, or we'll hire a studio close to us. And them being the best singers in the world, I trust them. You know, I know that something good will come out. So unfortunately, this time only 3 or 4 singers I flew to my studio, and the rest were all long distance.
Okay, that's interesting to know. And that was the first time that happened.
Yes, yeah. Usually there's one or two who can't make it, like Devin Townsend, you know, was really busy, and he's in Canada, so he sent it to me. Mostly it's just one or two people who can't come, but this time it was like a lot of people who couldn't come.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a sign of the times, you know. It's so much easier to do it that way. And if they come to me, they have to fly to me. That's a day gone. They have to fly back, day gone. You know, it's 4 days gone for them, and I can understand.
Mm-hmm. And the cost,
Well, the costs are mine, so they wouldn't have to worry about that.
Oh, wow. Wow. Front the bill, huh? That's interesting, too.
No, yeah. Oh, no, it's not cheap, of course, working with so many musicians, but definitely worth it.
Don't go anywhere. Prague Watch will be right back.
Hi. I am Arjen Lucas from the Arion Project, and you're listening to Progzilla Radio.
In 2005, Arjen helped found a band called Stream of Passion with a number of Mexican musicians. The first album features Arjen Lucas in music and performances, but after the first album, he bowed out and left the others to continue on their own. It is said this was the original intent of the project. Anyway, the band continued for more than 10 years before breaking up in December 2016. But from the first Dream of Passion album, Embrace the Storm in 2005, let's listen to a song called Haunted. We'll be right back. Haunted by Stream of Passion, another great Arjen Lucassen project. That song comes from the first and only album to feature Arjen as composer and player, Embrace the Storm, in 2005. We'll hear a little more from this project later in the program. For now, let's move up to 2008 and another great Arion album, 01011001. This is River of Time. River of Time from the 2008 Arion album, 01011001. This rolls off the tongue. Now let's hear another from Star One, that great side project that Aryan formed in the early 2000s. From their first album, Space Metal, in 2002, this is The Eye of Ra.
Galaxy, I need to find the seventh sign carved into the cover stones of an ancient time. And Ra will live forever. He draws his powers from afar, built a gateway to the
The Eye of Ra, from the first Star One album, Space Metal, in 2002. Now on to a very interesting and more current side project which Arjen had with Dutch singer and lyricist Annika van Giersbergen. Annika had been featured on two Arion projects, Into the Electric Castle and 01011001. In 2015, she and Arjen teamed in a project called The Gentle Storm, and produced a double album called The Diary. The interesting thing about this album was that the songs on the two discs were the same, but on one disc, they had gentle arrangements, and on the other disc, they got storm arrangements, hence the name Gentle Storm. I found this to be a fascinating study in how the same music could be presented in two different ways. I'm going to let you hear for yourself. Next, we will hear a song called New Horizons in its gentle arrangement. Following that, we will hear the rest of my conversation with Arjen, and then we will hear the same song again in its storm arrangement. So here is the gentle version of New Horizons.
Before I reach for paradise,
Gentle take on New Horizons from the 2015 Arjen Lucassen project with Annika van Giersbergen called The Gentle Storm. Now let's hear the remainder of my conversation with Arjen.
So, I mentioned before Gentle Storm, Star One. Any plans for any of that? I thought Gentle Storm was very interesting. Is that just a one-off thing?
I never know, really. I let it all come naturally, and I just... You know, when this is over, I hope some new ideas will come and it will slowly shape itself. And I have no idea. Really, I do plan, you know, it's like, I want to do a solo album, but then I change the plan. This always is so. Everything is open, you know. Star One could be Star One, could be a solo album, another Gentle Storm. Everything is possible. I mean, none of the books are closed. So everything is an option. But then again, there's so many options, you know, there's so many projects now that, I have no idea, really.
Yeah, I mean, for a guy like you, you look at how many different projects you have worked on. You released some albums under what, Anthony, when you first started, some of your earlier ones?
Absolutely, yeah.
I like that one cover, you had some cover versions on that one. That was pretty interesting. The Sloop John B. Wow.
that was Strange Hobby. That was a project I did. Fantastic. Yeah, I love the Beach Boys. I love. Yeah, oh, fantastic.
Yeah, me too. That's when I was my dad.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Cool. No, that's when I discovered the '60s. I was grew up in the '60s, you know, but then you weren't conscious enough, you know, to enjoy it. But then I discovered the '60s and was like, oh, let's do a whole '60s album and update them a bit with a little bit of a rocky sound. Yeah. That album flopped hopelessly.
Did it?
Unfortunately. Well, we wanted to have like a Klaatu effect. I don't know if you remember that.
Sure, I do. I know Klaatu, yeah.
Okay. Well, everyone thought they were the Beatles, you know, and they started selling loads. And we thought, that's cool. Let's do something like that. So we... release it as Strange Hobby, not saying that I was behind it. And no one gave a shit. The album totally flopped.
How about in retrospect? Have more people turned on to it over the years, you know?
Yeah. It's been re-released now by an English label, and it's doing pretty well now, so it's cool.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty neat. And interesting. Yeah, when I get into an artist, I like to, you know, kind of see everything they've done, you know? Okay. Warts and all, well, you know, sometimes,
then
yeah.
You have to go back to the warts in the '70s, you know. I recorded some pretty big warts there, you know. Lemmy would be jealous. Yeah, and in the '80s, you know, the '80s were, I was guilty, man. The '80s were terrible, you know, with the spandex and the big hair. I was totally into that stuff. And with lyrics like, I see a beautiful blonde and a pretty brunette. Come on, girls, let's get wet. You know, that those were really the stuff I did in the '80s. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I was talking to Roy Nastold a few months ago, and even he had, you know, that period before he got back into Prague after he left Kaipa, you know, and he put out a couple of albums that were kind of in that vein also, you know, kind of the '80s-ish kind of, maybe hair metal, kind of, maybe not exactly hair metal, but, you know, definitely an '80s vibe going on there. And
kind of the '80s was just trying to get a hit. All the digital sounds and stuff like that.
Yeah, know? Some of it doesn't sound so good anymore, does
no,
it?
No.
Some of it's kind of harsh. I don't know.
I know, yeah.
So was there anything else you wanted to talk about? I mean, we've gone on for about a half an hour here. I ran through mine, you know.
Yeah. No, I think we pretty much discussed everything. So, yeah. So what are you, like, a really prog or metal or both or
I'm mostly like kind of a symphonic prog guy, but I do like some of the harder edge stuff. If it's well done, I like it, you know.
Okay, cool.
I'm not much into the Cookie Monster thing, you know.
No,
I don't like that.
No, me neither.
Too much screeching stuff, you know, and stuff that has some substance to it is what I like mostly.
Yeah, same here.
I listen to a lot of, you know, I grew up listening to a lot of classic rock. The Who and the Beatles was my first love, really, you know, and then, you know, The Who and I tended toward a lot of British bands, really, you know.
Same here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Beatles, Floyd, and Zeppelin is like the Holy Trinity for me.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I'm not going to disagree. How about some Deep Purple? Yeah,
Absolutely. Yeah, Blackmore. More Rainbow than Deep Purple.
Okay.
I think Rainbow was a bit more symphonic than Purple.
I like Ian Gillan, though.
Ian Gillan is amazing. I mean, I love the last album.
Yeah, they're still doing it, you know.
Yep, great stuff.
Steve Morrison. Yep. Joining that band, that was an interesting thing. I saw that tour when he first joined on, and it was like they were reinvigorated. You could just see.
I know. Yeah. Well, they must have been happy, you know, to get rid of the Black Shadow.
You said it, not me.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he would mind. I don't think Richie would mind. Yeah.
He's doing
but
that.
But yeah, Steve Morris, I saw him play with Kansas. It was I loved it in Kansas with Power and Spirit of Things.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It was a great period.
Yeah, those don't get enough due, really. They're pretty solid albums.
No, they don't.
Yeah, I was listening to a lot of Kansas again lately. Sometimes you just go back. You know, this job, my job is kind of hard. I'm constantly listening to new stuff, and it seems like sometimes I don't get a chance to go back and listen. So every once in a while, I just need a holiday, more or less, a break from it, you know, and just go back and listen to some old stuff, or to even try to remember some of the stuff I listened to in the last couple months that was really good, and I only listened to it once or twice because there's a constant.
I know.
Something new to listen to.
Yeah. Well, I listened during the day when I jog, you know, I listen to new stuff, and then the evening I lie down with my iPod and listen to all the old stuff. So it's
similar to me. I'm constantly, you know, at work I even have it in the computer where I have like 10,000 songs in the computer that just go random, and there's all kinds of stuff in there from 60s and up through, you know, some of the more modern prog stuff I have in there. And it's just interesting what'll pop up, and I'll be, you know, when I'm every once in a while during the day, something will pop up and I'll hear a song. I'm like, oh, I had to play that on my show. So I got little notes laying all over the place, you know, I'll play that, you know. Cool. Yeah. Cool. So, but yeah, I'm going to do up a nice little Arjen Lucassen special.
Fantastic.
Here. And I don't know if you remember, but way back when I first started this show, I contacted you, and we, you know, back in its infancy, I had a co-host then, but we did a program on you, and we were so tickled that you actually commented, you know, when we posted it and stuff, that you seemed so gracious and everything. And we were just blown away. Me and Dave, we thought, wow, what a cool guy, man. You know, that he actually took the time.
I love all the support I get, you know, I check all the stuff that I'm in, you know, and I really appreciate it all. You know, it almost feels weird to me, like, not to say anything.
Well, that, you know, that's really cool of you. It is. And it always stood out in my mind. It was inspirational. It's like, wow, you know, he actually, because some artists don't, you know, it's like, yeah, whatever, you know, they don't.
Yeah, but I mean, where would I be without all the support, you know, of the fans and of the stations and stuff like that? No, I totally support it all.
That's great. Yeah. Well, I couldn't, you know, here it is, like, what is it about? I guess it's about 4 years I've been doing this now, and here I am talking to you. What a fantastic turn of events, you know. I mean, I was tickled when I lined this up, yeah.
Brilliant, man.
All right, well, it's been a real pleasure. So unless you had anything else you wanted to mention, I guess we'll all look for a DVD eventually of those live Arion dates coming, huh?
Yes, early next year we have the DVD, Blu-ray. It will be finished, you know, and I will do a 5.1 again and stuff. So, yeah, definitely.
Fantastic. All right, well, I can't say thanks enough. You know, I really appreciate it. It's been great.
Cool, Anthony.
All right. You have a good
Talk
evening.
Talk to you next time.
All right, take care.
Okay, man. Mm-hmm. Keep up the good work.
All right, you too, huh?
Bye, man.
All right, bye.
So now let's hear the Storm version of New Horizons from the Gentle Storm Project. We'll be right back.
underneath a dusky sky, a veil of stardust drifting by. I think of you, my gallant man, and savor the memory again. I watch the streets of Amsterdam.
Again, that was the Storm arrangement of a song called New Horizons by the Arjen Lucassen and Annika van Giersbergen project, The Gentle Storm from 2015. I put the interview material in between so as not to bore you guys with two back-to-back versions of the same song, but I hope you were able to appreciate the two different treatments of the same song. If you want to hear them back to back, you can listen to the podcast version later from progwatch.com when I release it. Listen to the first version, then skip approximately 9 minutes ahead to hear the second hard-edged version. Like I said, I thought it was an interesting study in musical arrangement. If you dug this too, you can find two whole discs of this stuff to compare on the Gentle Storm's 2015 album called The Diary.
Progzilla, bringing you the best progressive music has to offer.
Let's get back to that project Stream of Passion from 2005 for one more great tune. This is Calliope from the album Embrace the Storm. Again, that was the Arjen Lucassen side project called Stream of Passion from the one and only album on which he composed and performed for the band, 2005's Embrace the Storm. Boy, you kind of need a scorecard to keep track of all this stuff, right? Embrace the Storm, Gentle Storm, so many side projects. Well, I'll have links for you to follow to learn more about all of these projects when I post this show to progwatch.com. That's all one word, progwatch.com. Hopefully that will help. We've got time for just about one more, so I will leave you with another taste from the latest Arion album, The Source. The name of this one is Aquatic Race.
Make the same.
Again, that was Aquatic Race from The Source, the latest Arion album released earlier this year. So thanks again for joining me, and remember to support the artists if you like them, and support the show by liking on Facebook or following me on Twitter. On Facebook, the page is Prog-Watch. On Twitter, I am at ProgSquatch, all one word, ProgSquatch. If you want to email me, you can do so at progsquatch@gmail.com. And don't forget that you can find all sorts of great stuff, listen to shows, learn more about artists, find and buy their music through links at progwatch.com, progwatch.com. That's all one word, .com. Well, I've carried on enough here, so be good to each other, and remember to prog on, brothers and sisters.
Much to drink, there's certain things to keep in mind. Like if you find your hands and underarms are bleeding, your beer bottle might not have a twist-off cap. And don't ever go home with a woman they call Moose or Vince. And never bet that you can fit your head inside a glove compartment. Get drunk with dignity. Keep in mind that just because a bulldog licks your face, it's not necessary to lick him back. Stay away from drinks with names like brain seizure or hippo laxative. Get drunk with dignity. If a bar has human ears nailed to the walls, don't pass out there. And if your homemade jello has some goldfish in it, you used the wrong bowl. And there are phrases you must learn to avoid. Phrases like that. Badge looks stupid, and I can prove these shoes are fireproof. Get drunk with dignity. Try not to drool on bikers. Don't moon a nun unless you got a real good reason. Don't get romantically involved with farm machinery. Get drunk with dignity. Woo!